Well, they've become something frequent flyers love to hate, those extra fees for everything from checked baggage to meals to even in-flight blankets. Well, now there are new rules that might not make those fees go away, but might make it harder for the airlines to hide them. And here now to talk about those new rules is Kimberly Palmer, the Alpha Consumer blogger at U.S. News and World Report. All right, now, Kim, these rules took effect this week. What are they exactly and what do they do?
The rules basically require airlines to include their fees and also the taxes whenever they're listing airfares. So in the past, you could see really cheaply advertised flights. For example, you might see flights advertised for $99 round trip fare to Las Vegas. I've seen that one. But though when you go to actually buy the flight, you end up paying a lot more than that once you add the taxes and fees that are involved. So whether you're seeing advertisements or actually searching for flights on comparison websites or the airline sites themselves, any fare that you see listed has to include the fees and also the taxes.
Now, the airlines have been required to disclose these fees after you purchase your flight, right? I mean, I guess the difference now is that when you see an advertisement in the paper or online or whatever, now you're going to see the fees before you buy?
That's right. When you're looking up flights, even when you're searching to buy them and doing comparisons, the comparisons that you're making, it's easier to make apples to apples comparisons because all of the prices you see listed includes the fees and the taxes. So that's the big difference. You in the past, when you searched, you saw the fees and the taxes added on separately later. Now you have to see that up front.
Okay. So now is this going to be like a fine print deal? Are the fees going to have to be shown prominently in the ads? How is that going to work?
Yeah, well, it's actually I've experimented a little bit to see how the airlines are responding to this. And it is actually really clear when you see a price listed, it's the whole, it includes everything. So whatever price you see listed, it already includes the taxes and the fees. And there's usually fine print explaining that it says this price includes taxes and fees. So it's actually really easy to navigate. And when I was looking up a flight myself, doing some comparison shopping, I found it a lot easier to figure out exactly how much I would be paying at different airlines.
So are we starting to see airlines adapt to these new rules, maybe showing how they don't charge certain fees that other airlines do?
I think that we will see that as airlines figure out now how best to market and stand out themselves. For now, what we're seeing is a pretty easy to navigate, clear response to this. We're seeing the prices always include the fees and the taxes. And then when it comes to other types of fees that really get passengers riled up when they unexpectedly have to pay for the kinds of things you mentioned, like the blankets, the meals, the movies, that is where we see some differentiation and where airlines can really say that they will ultimately charge less to customers. So for now, because the transportation department has said that they might go ahead and require more disclosure with those other fees, for now, we haven't seen changes there. So we're still seeing some hidden fees pop up and passengers get frustrated when they don't realize, for example, they have to pay for certain entertainment or meals. So now from a consumer perspective, what you still want to do is your research ahead of time and see which airlines charge more for those kinds of things that you know you'll end up paying for. So that's where we still see differences with the airlines.
Okay, so these rules only apply then to fees that have to do with the ticket price, they don't have to do with after the fact purchases that you might make during flight.
Exactly. The only exception to that, and what the Transportation Department did specify this week as well, is that they have to disclose baggage fees. So you don't see that rolled into the price of the ticket the way you see taxes and fees rolled in, but they do have to let you know that you will be charged baggage fees if that is the case. And not airlines are all the same there either. At Southwest, for example, you can still have two bags checked for free. So airlines do differ when it comes to baggage fees, and that's something that you should look up ahead of time, especially if you know that you will be checking bags.
And one more thing that might be a little bit easier to look up now. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, Nathan.
Kimberly Palmer writes the Alpha Consumer blog at U.S. News and World Report, and she's author of the book Generation Earn, The Young Professional's Guide to Spending, Investing, and Giving Back.